Jesus said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is God alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You see this? The sacrament of baptism is a sacrament that has many symbols. A symbol is a physical reality that has a spiritual significance behind it. For example, if I stretch out my hand and they shake your hand, friendship. Okay? If a husband kisses his wife, that means love. Should be. If we raise the flag, the virtue of patriotism, right? Those are natural symbols. This sacrament has so many symbols. And if you don't understand the symbol, you don't really understand the sacrament. Okay, one of the most prominent symbols is that big candle. Can you see it there? The name of that is it's the Paschal candle. That we light, we're going to be lighting it, a new one in 1 week. It's the Paschal candle we light, the beautiful Mass, which would be the Easter Vigil Mass. And what it symbolizes is this, Jesus, who is the light of the world. He actually said, "I am the light of the world." But what's going to happen is you're going to be taking your small candle, hopefully you have one, okay? And either the father, the mother, or the godparent, you're going to be lighting your candle and coming back with that candle that's lighted. I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to understand the meaning. I hope not. Is that Jesus is the light of the world, but you're also called to be the light of the world. Amen?
Yeah.
That's the meaning. Okay, easier said than done. Okay? Easier said than done. So the first teachers of the children are not the priests, the parents. You're the first teachers. You know, you can't give what you don't have. That means as parents, you have to keep growing in your knowledge of your Catholic faith. In the United States, in this country, professionals have to undergo what is called permanent formation. Would be a professional. Teacher, lawyer, doctor, nurse. It's called permanent formation. We'd be constantly be studying and learning our faith. I have an older brother that's a back surgeon in Florida. Okay? I went to visit him, and he's already in his 60s. He had to pass a test. And I was thinking, this older guy, why would someone have to go back and pass a test? He's already finished his studies. He's graduated from Dartmouth and Columbia, you know, those Ivy League schools on the East Coast, no? Why would he have to? Because if a doctor makes a mistake, lawsuit, $30,000. So shouldn't we be professional Catholics? Hello? Shouldn't we be professional Catholics? So we have to keep studying our faith. Now, not to embarrass you, but if I were to ask all of you to tell the Ten Commandments, I don't think anyone here would be able to tell me the Ten Commandments. Oh, boy. And that's embarrassing, right? Shouldn't you know the Ten Commandments? Shouldn't you?
Yeah, sure.
Embarrassing, right? What does that mean? We got to go back. We got to study our faith. How are you going to form the conscience of your little kids if you don't even know the Ten Commandments? You tell me. So take this homily this morning as a challenge. Not as a rebuke, okay? Or a reprimand, but take it as a challenge. You know? That you've got a daughter, you've got kids, you don't know the Ten Commandments. How are they gonna form their conscience? So, learn the Ten Commandments, and then, try to understand how they play out, and then try to put them into practice. That's the most difficult thing, huh? You might know them up here, but you have to put them into practice. So, I'm going to make three suggestions following up our symbolism. First is, have a plan in which you're going to study. So maybe go and read a catechism, okay? Catechism of the Catholic Church is probably the most important document written in the past 50 years under the pontificate of John Paul II. It's a big book. It's pretty extensive. It's divided into four pillars of any good catechism: the dogmatic, the moral, sacrament, and prayer. Those are the four pillars of a good catechism. Read it. We all know how to read, right? Read, study. Because you can't give what you don't have. Common sense, right? The second is, okay, you got to go deeper in your prayer life. See, most Catholics pray, but their prayer life is very, very superficial. Okay? They pray. A few prayers at night, you know, to assuage their conscience, maybe. I don't like to say to get... This would be a bad experience. You get God off their back. So I say my prayers, God, okay, now leave me at peace. Now that's a lot of the way the people see prayer, no? I have to say my prayers. It's like saying you're married, well, I've got to say goodnight to my husband, and then I'll get him off my back for another 24 hours, no? What a way to live out your marriage, huh? So if you love your spouse, you should love God even more. Amen? So pray, but go beyond the minimum. Go beyond the minimum. Go for the max. Huh? Go beyond the minimum. And the interesting thing is, prayer is the easiest thing, but the most difficult. The easiest is that we can pray anytime, any place, using whatever words we want. God is always ready to listen to us. How humble God is. Huh? Think about that. Any time, place, or language. You can speak in Tagalog if you want. God understands Tagalog. Yeah? Or Japanese or English. Or even a broken English, God can understand it. And He can put it together. He can put together those broken pieces of your broken English. Huh? God reads our heart. But the most difficult thing is that once we start to pray, the devil exists. He tries to convince us not to pray. And it's happened to all of us. We're going to pray the rosary or say some type of prayer, and something happened in which we didn't pray. And it was the devil that was placing these barricades, these obstacles, so that we don't pray. So that's why I say prayer is the easiest. We can pray whenever we want. But it's the most difficult because the devil places all these obstacles. So teach your children to pray. I had an experience about 2.5 years ago. My parents have 39 grandchildren. Big family, especially for an American family. Huh? Most of my brothers and sisters, they got eight kids. No, big family. No? Thanks be to God. No? And I'm one of nine. No? Big family. No? That priest is coming out is one of 13. One boy, he's got one girl, 12 boys, and he's got a brother who's a priest. It'd be great if some of you could have 10, 11, 12 kids, no? Like your grandparents, no? Big families, no? Yeah, your grandparents, as a Filipino grandparents back in the 30s or 40s, they all had 9, 10, 11. The Mexicans, 18, 19, 20, even more. Huh? Huge families, no? St. Catherine of Siena was one of 25. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't think so, so I told you. Okay? One of 25. One of 25, Sybil. She was the last, her sister was a twin sister. 25 kids, how about that? Imagine sitting at a table with 25 kids, no? Wouldn't that be great, no? So, I went to visit them, and one of the great-grandchildren said he knows how to pray, 2 years old. Pray the creed. Pray the rosary. At 2 years old, and then he became three, so you give him three. But he was still two. Where'd that come from? Good parents, huh? My nephew. And I'm his godfather, no? Taught this little guy, little Mikey boy, you know? Michael Joseph Room the Third. He's the third, okay? So children are like sponges. Know what a sponge does? What does it do? It absorbs. So if you put a sponge and you put dirty water, what's going to happen? Dirty water, right? How about clean water? Common sense, right? So you've got children that can pray, but you've got to teach them. That you have to do. So with respect to prayer, as parents, you have to pray. You have to pray for them, and you have to pray with them. So three different prepositions, okay? You get it? Pray with them, for them. And you have to pray yourself. And I don't think there's anything greater that a parent can do is to teach their children to love Jesus and Mary and place in their lips these words, Jesus and Mary. And St. Joseph too. So pray. And maybe your daughter say, I don't want to pray. Well, pray anyway. Don't follow feelings. I'm kind of tired and I prefer get on my computer and do this. No, well, first going to pray and then you can do your computer game, whatever it is. Okay? Because what's more important, the computer or God?
God.
Ah, you said it. We pay more attention to the screen than the human person. How sad, huh? Kids are becoming zombies today. Yeah, becoming zombies. You can't maintain a conversation. You text messages, everything quick. You can't sit down and talk for 5 minutes in an intelligent way. And it's probably going to be getting worse. You hear me? Understand English? So, either we're going to be working, be cultivating a good relationship with God, or the world is going to absorb us. What is he saying? Can you interpret for me what he's saying? Is that Tagalog? No. And the third thing that I suggest is you have to have a deep sacramental life. You've got to go to confession. You too. You got to go. It's right before Easter, you know. A week from today, we celebrate Easter, the night. You think about that? Now is the time you got to go confession. You too. And me too. And that Las Abuelitas, the grandparents too. You got to go also, no? And you too. Don't hide from me, okay? We all have to go to confession. And you know, do you know the greatest thing you can do on earth? Can I tell you? The body of Christ, amen. Greatest thing. Amen? The greatest thing you can do, the body of Christ, amen. Receive Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. Do you believe it? I'm glad you do because it's true. Okay? So those are three things so that we can be a burning torch. We have to learn our faith. We have to learn how to pray. We have to love Jesus Christ present in the sacraments. We do that, we're on the highway to heaven. Amen? Amen. And love Mama Mary, as they say in the Filipino dialect, right? Love Mama Mary, no? So there we have it. There's your message. Try to take seriously what God said to you through the priest. Amen?